Inside the jungle, he met Trunky the elephant. Trunky was nibbling leaves from the top of a tall tree, and he didn't notice the crocodile at first. So the crocodile bit him on the leg.
"Ow!" said Trunky in his big, deep voice. "Who did that? Oh, it's you, is it, you beastly crocodile? Why don't you go back to the big, brown, muddy river where you belong?"
"I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile.
"You mean you've nasty plans and nasty tricks," said Trunky. "You've never done a nice thing in your life."
The enormous crocodile grinned up at Trunky and said,
"I'm off to find a yummy child for lunch. Keep listening and you'll hear the bones go crunch."
"Oh, you wicked, beastly beast," cried Trunky. "Oh, you foul and filthy fiend. I hope you get squashed and squished and squizzled and boiled up into crocodile stew."
The enormous crocodile laughed out loud and disappeared into the thick jungle. A bit further on, he met Mugglewump, the monkey. Mugglewump was sitting in a tree, eating nuts.
"Hello, Crocky," said Mugglewump. "What you up to now?"
"I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile.
"Would you like some nuts?" asked Mugglewump.
"I have better things to eat than nuts," sniffed the crocodile.
"I didn't think there was anything better than nuts," said Mugglewump.
"Aha," said the enormous crocodile. "The sort of things that I'm going to eat have fingers, toenails, arms and legs and feet."
Mugglewump went pale and began to shake all over.
"You aren't really going to gobble up a little child, are you?" he said.
"Of course I am," said the crocodile. "Clothes and all. They taste better with the clothes on."
"Oh, you horrid, hoggish croc," cried Mugglewump. "You slimy creature. I hope the buttons and buckles all stick in your throat and choke you to death."
The crocodile grinned up at Mugglewump and said,
"I eat monkeys too."
And quick as a flash, with one bite of his huge jaws, he bit through the tree that Mugglewump was sitting in, and down it came. But just in time, Mugglewump jumped into the next tree and swung away through the branches. A bit further on, the enormous crocodile met the roly-poly bird. The roly-poly bird was building a nest in an orange tree.
"Hello there, enormous crocodile," sang the roly-poly bird. "We don't often see you up here in the jungle."
"Ah," said the crocodile, "I have secret plans and clever tricks."
"I hope it's not something nasty,"
sang the roly-poly bird.
"Nasty?" cried the crocodile. "Of course it's not nasty. It's delicious. It's luscious, it's super, it's muscious, it's duper. It's better than rotten old fish. You mash it and munch it. You chew it and crunch it. It's lovely to hear it go squish."
"It must be berries," sang the roly-poly bird. "Berries are my favourite food in the world. Is it raspberries, perhaps? Or could it be strawberries?"
The enormous crocodile laughed so much his teeth rattled together like pennies in a money box.
"Crocodiles don't eat berries," he said. "We eat little boys and girls, and sometimes we eat roly-poly birds as well."
Very quickly, the crocodile reached up and snapped his jaws at the roly-poly bird. He just missed the bird, but he managed to catch hold of the long, beautiful feathers in its tail. The roly-poly bird gave a shriek of terror and shot straight up into the air, leaving its tail feathers behind in the enormous crocodile's mouth.